At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business, presented by the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. The series is coming to Miami, Florida, August 3rd and 4th, and you can find out more information about it at usccexpo.com. And stay right here to Blunt Business a little later on. We'll tell you more about it. Now, today on Blunt Business, we're going to jump into digital marketing, and more importantly, search marketing, by way of a new cannabis app called Greenery Map, the world's first and only cannabis search engine, and the only app that provides consumers with a platform to search for products based on desired mood, medicinal use, and method of consumption. And here to tell us about it, Jesse Gibson. He's the co-founder and head of marketing at Greenery Map. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you, and really appreciate you coming on in and joining us. Real quickly, the Greenery Map, again, it's an app available on Apple or Android, and the platform, like it says, it's based on desired mood, medicinal use, and method of consumption. So take me through what happens when you get in the layout and basically why Greenery Map is the right place to go searching for those kind of things.
Yeah, so when you download either one of the apps or if you go to the website, we have one of our main features is the Discover feature, mm-hmm. which lets you it's broken down into 4 steps, and we kind of curate your like searching. So, you know, we ask you, you know, how do you want to feel? What's the mood you desire? What kind of product? How do you want to consume the product? And then are you trying to take a product, you know, for a medicinal use?
So before you do the search, there's actually those 4 filters that you can actually go ahead and narrow things down.
So the Discover mode is a step-by-step process. So it asks you mood, that and that. If we also have if you just want to search products, we have that. Then we have a filter. You can always go in and search all the products, or you can search by name if you know the name of the strain that you're looking for, or a product.
All right. So the Greenery Map now, it empowers businesses and the dispensaries with total control of their database and inventory, and businesses can simply log into the Greenery Map website, update their inventory in real time, and at no cost. I'm amazed by that. Talk to me about how business owners can access the app to update the interview info, how you're able to do it at no cost, and how functionally easy is it for those business owners to put their information out there, and how detailed can they get?
Okay, so I mean, for the database and inventory, I mean, the way that somebody would sign up on the app is you just go to greenerymap.com. We have a sign-up page for vendors, or if you want to use it, you just sign up there. We have the back end. You can go and set up all the information for your dispensary, your products, your brand, and then you can just either drag and drop products onto your menu in the back end, or if they want to go a step further, we have a capability to plug into the API of whatever point of sale or inventory system they're using, and we'll just pull the data directly, so it's all in real time from the dispensary. It just depends on how deep the dispensary wants to go.
Excellent. And now, what is it basically for? Is there something that's, I guess, for if it's a dispensary, if it's anybody that does any consulting work? I mean, what's the spectrum of businesses that can add their information, or is it just strictly vendors?
No. So if you're a dispensary, if you grow, if you're a producer. We are also in the process, or we just launched a B2B channel. So if you're an attorney or an insurance agent, or you can log in, enter all your services, and then we have a back end where we do B2B.
Now, are the people that are able to get onto Greenery Map, people that are users, is there any way for them to possibly offer feedback or reviews, give some kind of details back for those they might have access through Greenery Map?
Each of the strains, we have feedback, so they can rate the strains, they can give feedback on the strains, and they can also do with all the other products and each of the dispensaries. We're about to launch a user feedback that if you go through this, if you get a product because you want to be happy and you want to be hungry, then we follow up to see if the strain that we recommended helped you achieve those two things.
So Greenery Map is also being touted as allowing you to search for products based on, as we said, start of the show, desired mood, medicinal use, and method of consumption. So if you're feeling nauseous, need help with anxiety, looking for a boost of social confidence, there's a lot of focuses on search results that are steered towards medical and lifestyle info. Take me through, Jesse, through the data and how it's collected and how it is put together in order of what it might be, how the search results are put together, the algorithm, how it's... besides the fact that all that content is drawn in, how do you make it where it is searchable, which places are higher ranked than others based on your platform?
Okay, so we pull all the strains in and we kind of base it, there's so much data out there. Mm-hmm. So there's, we base it on the amount of, THC versus user feedback of, if we have the 1080 strain and you have, we get user feedback where everybody's saying that they experience dry mouth. Half of them get dry eyes. So a lot of the negative effects are based on user feedback as well as most of the, some of the positive effects. As far as matching the strain, it's done through the strain that best matches if you chose you want to be happy plus you're fighting bipolar disorder, for instance, we're going to match. We have an algorithm that we created that will match you to the best strain in your location. So it's going to match. It's not going to just say, this is the strain you should do. It's going to say, the feedback's going to be, this is the strain that you should probably want to consume. And then at this location. So it's going to be the best matching strain based on our algorithm at the dispensary that's nearest your location. So, once you break out that many variables in the search, it kind of breaks down pretty easy.
Very cool. Was there anything that you took away from looking at the other search engines out there to kind of stand out? Are there any kind of markers or any kind of things that would be recognizable or, I guess, identifiable to Greenery Map? Say like there's others out there that I do not want to mention on the air, but of course there are those that have trendsetted and they kind of laid down the format for those that are looking for strains or looking for businesses. I guess, what is it that makes you stand out from the others?
It's that we kind of curate it. So it's like some of the other ones we've looked at, if you're looking to be happy, you'll just get a list of 600 strains that make you happy. Then you have to go one by one to figure out if it's there. It's like, for me, I don't do very well with any kind of indica. So there's other stuff that can make so I get a list of 75 strains, and you have to go one by one to see if it's indica, if it's a hybrid, where it's from. And then from there, you have to figure out, once I find the five strains that fit for me, does that strain, can I find it in Colorado? I'm in Denver. So can I find that strain in Colorado? And what we found is, a lot of the strains, like Dan is more about this because he is a much more avid user than I am.
You're talking about Dan Ashok, the CEO, yes. Okay.
Huh?
No, you're talking about Dan Ashok, the CEO, just for the audience to know. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Dan Ashok, the CEO. So, he's a much more avid user. So what he found, because he lives in Las Vegas, is that mm-hmm. he'd go through all the search and then he would find... The two strains that he actually wanted, one would be in Seattle, one would be in California. So we tried to build this so it helps you find the strains that best fit, their best match you in your location.
Perfect. So, the idea is that you go through those the other search engines out there, which we all know, Google, Yahoo, Bing, and others. And
right.
You're taking from them, You're also taking away just, you're basically solving some of the issues that these other sites and these other platforms might not be doing. You're looking for, you're building the better mousetrap, if you will. I think I've used that phrase too many times, but then again, I'll go and flip through and find another cliche to use on the other side of the break. We have to go to commercial. But again, we're here with Jesse Gibson, the head of marketing and co-founder of Greenery Map here on Blunt Business. We'll be back with more. But first, before we go to break, I'm talking to you, my friends, my listeners. You should be one among the thousands of entrepreneurs, innovators, and consumers to convene at the global cannabis industry's premier business event, the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It's coming to Miami August 3rd and 4th. Now, USCC Expo, is committed to growing an ambitious and powerful community of cannabis advocates. Learn from industry thought leaders about the future of the cannabis market, gain insights on how the industry is evolving to meet the changing landscape, and hear from pioneers and rule breakers that have changed the future simply by thinking differently. Now, does it sound great? I know it does to me. I'll be there. I hope you'll be there too. Join us for the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo coming again August 3rd and 4th inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Exhibitors, sponsors, you want to reserve your booth or sponsorship, you can go now to usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Never too early. We'll be back again after this quick message here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We are back with Jesse Gibson, the co-founder and head of marketing at Greenery Map here on Blunt Business. Jesse, at no cost, I still can't believe how you're able to do that. Dispensaries have total control over their inventory on the app, including photos to showcase their products. Well, I mean, there's others that do, but you also offer product descriptions and you allow it so that those can easily connect with consumers, they can easily connect with their consumers in their area. So now, talk to me, how were you able to weigh out the option of letting the business owners use the service for free? Because obviously you would think might be a premium to be on. Do they go through any registration and verification process in order to be listed?
Yeah, so right now we offer everything for free for vendors. The one thing we do is we verify. I mean, we only take licensed dispensaries or producers or growers. So they do have to, when they do sign up, there is a, we have to verify their license number in the state. And then we, so like if, when you go to sign up, you'll sign up, you submit all that stuff. When you hit submit, it'll go up for review. And once we verify that everybody's licensed and it's a valid license, then they'll be on the platform. As far as offering for free, we want to help dispensaries make money. So we probably will have an advertising platform on the platform later. But the main goal would be, once we get in with the dispensary in the states it's legal, we'll offer delivery or for pickup, and then we'll take a small percentage of a small fee for the delivery. But it's unlike some of the unlike other businesses or other industries, it's not, you know, like Yelp, it's not going to be $2,500 a month.
Right. Now, will there be down the line, I think, would you do anything where you offer a certain amount of information to be added and then say maybe a premium tier? Or like you said, you just think that what will happen to help monetize would be eventually paid search?
So we'll probably do some like promotions for products. If you're a grower, you can, and you want to, you know, say, you know, this strain's out or something like that, we'll probably do some kind of like featured product that we'll do. And we'll do some kind of pay-per-click for dispensaries that are looking to boost their business in the area. We want all the information, as much information as possible on the platform. Because the goal for us is to help educate people across the nation as this legalizes nationwide.
Hopefully it does exactly that. Now, you kind of already answered a question I was going to ask you about the fact that Green Room App is set to be a one-stop shop where you can find all trades related to cannabis, akin to a Google, but with reviews of different businesses like Yelp, like you said. Also Amazon, where you can make a point of purchase. So I guess one thing I can ask is, were there any particular things from the other search engines that you thought that, besides what you've already thought that you needed to, you would try to address that they didn't address, were there any features that you took away that, without trying to say who, were there any particular features that were necessities, that were just essential for this to go well? And why was it maybe that you never considered doing anything where you would use a different search engine to help churn this here and have it where it's filtered? You decided to create the search engine from scratch, correct?
So we built out our own database. We created the search engine from scratch because we don't think that other people, they didn't really have an algorithm. It was all place content. So it's just kind of, if you want to be happy, these are the strains you smoke, but there's no curation.
Now, were either you or Dan or anybody in the company within, was there any Silicon Valley background that you came from that, obviously, you had that search marketing, digital marketing background?
So I've been in early stage tech startups for the last nine years.
Oh, okay.
And then Dan came from tech. He was in government security and then a couple other things.
Interesting. Now, I want to get back to paid ads because there was a story that we definitely have to talk about. So we all know that last fall there was the controversy surrounding Facebook and its apparent censoring of cannabis advertising. No bueno.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in October last year, Facebook did repeal its moratorium on cannabis and related search results. So talk to me if the constant updates and, more importantly, the manipulation of search algorithms compelled the need for a search engine like Green Room App. Did you take that into account?
Even with Facebook allowing paid search, or if you go to Google and search stuff, there's just so much data.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think with the industry being so new, there's so much bad data out there. You know, I mean, we're not very many years off from like when Silk Road was selling stuff. Anybody could just log into Silk Road and sell weed or, you know, cannabis products.
So you think it would be an advantage, the fact that Facebook would be very hesitant to bring on those ads, so that would lure more people to your site?
I think that people look for places where they can find information, you know? So our goal is to provide information that people trust.
And also, Facebook's not the first place to go to. So if they know, and no matter what, you might want to have the idea where Green Room might be searchable within the search results of the other search engines, just so they can lure people to the app. And then they know the one place they need to go to search. Pretty much the idea.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, so it's you know, it's the goal for us is to, you know, we educate people. I mean, I think that the fact that Facebook is now doing paid advertising for cannabis is good for us, because then, you know, we can get Green Room apps out there. And I think our Discover feature is something that nobody else has that, you know, really helps people discover good strains of good products that, you know, fit their, what they're trying to do.
And hopefully all of you listeners will get a chance to go and check out greenroomapp.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you go ahead and check out for yourself. Obviously, go ahead and download the app. Take a look at the Discover feature. Give it a chance for yourself. Also, vendors, I would also recommend it as well. Now, before I got into the research of doing this show, and I got to tell you this, there was a study that I thought was fascinating. There's a couple of questions I want to ask you off of that. So there's a study that was done by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, led by San Diego State University Graduate School of Public Health and their associate research professor, John W. Ayers. And their findings, this is good stuff. Use this in the press kit here. And their findings, they found marijuana shopping searches, cannabis, not marijuana, they nearly tripled the United States from 2005 to 2017, peaking between 1.4 and 2.4 million searches each month. 41% of all search results linked retailers to advertising mail order cannabis and promising delivery using a variety of methods, using United States Postal Service, commercial parcel like UPS, or a private courier. Now, Ayers would say this, quote, "Anyone, including teenagers, can search for and buy marijuana from their smartphone, regardless of what state they live in," end quote. Did you happen to see this study? And did you have any kind of projections on how many business and consumers might look to Green Room app as a better alternative for search results?
Yeah, I did. I actually did see the study. And I think their findings are very interesting. I mean, it doesn't really surprise me with the amount of searches.
Right.
I think that, like I said earlier, during that time period, I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, the time when like Silk Road was like a $1 billion website, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They're selling everything under the sun.
Not long ago.
I think that, what's that?
No, not long ago.
Yeah. So it's, I think that it's, we've come a long way since then. I think it's good because there's, you know, regulation and, you know, if vendors use Green Room app, you know, we only work with licensed vendors. So it's, I think that's, you know, kind of, it's the same as alcohol, you know, you can, if you're underage, you can probably get it anywhere and people get it all the time, but it's a lot less than it was if it was illegal. I think, you know, with the legalization of the cannabis, at least we can monitor, at least it can all be monitored and taxed and regulated appropriately. There's always going to be, I don't know.
Well, no, because you're making the right parameters. The idea is that when everybody is verified and registered, no matter what, whoever's going to be going in here, you know, you've done your part to be accountable to those that should not be able to partake. And then the same thing goes for those vendors that are coming in or those businesses that are coming in as well, because you're registering and checking them out, making sure that, you know, they also hold themselves accountable. It's, you know, it's all a collective effort now. Dr. Ayers also said this in the following. Quote, "Children could obtain marijuana online without safeguards to protect them, and states that have legalized marijuana might not be able to collect taxes to offset the public health costs of legal marijuana from online retailers, and the instant online availability of marijuana could increase marijuana dependence among all age groups." I don't think that, you know, whatever. So, Jesse, I mentioned that with Dr. Ayers. You know, for me, he's expressing an opinion, which as a researcher, I'm not sure what the opinion is necessary for. I think he's just trying to sway public opinion on this research. But here's the thing. How do you respond to this idea of restriction or safeguards? I mean, you know, this thing that you have either some mainstream society or these that might be large search engines or major search engines, would that, looking at from where you're doing, obviously, again, the accountability's there. What do you say to that, that the idea of some places might even purge, you know, try to go ahead and do a purge of marijuana retailers from search results. I mean, again, what is this? What good does that do? Does that at all?
I mean, I definitely don't think it does any good. It doesn't. It's not like people are, the content that's going on search engines now about cannabis, it's not that people aren't writing that and then people are seeing that and then they're consuming it. I think it's the exact opposite. I think people, the reason it's there is because people are already consuming it. Just stop talking about it. You're just going to kill the discussion. You know, the people are still going to consume cannabis.
And you know what?
They've been doing it for thousands of years.
We have to jump into another break, Jesse, but I'll tell you what, you said it right. The fact that we have to have the discussion. And why people,
right.
And this is an ongoing thing, and this is not, you know, this is on my own opinion of seeing this on the show, that I believe that's one thing that's being done is debate, discourse, discussion in any aspect. People looking to destroy it instead of confront and talk about it. And we can agree to disagree. I just think that kind of thing's going on, especially with cannabis right now. And I just think there's other areas that we could also talk about. And the same way in society where people choose not to debate and discord. They want to just destroy the discussion. They just don't want to have any of it. And it's just the wrong way to deal with things. That's not the way to do business, in my opinion. But anyway,
yeah,
again,
I agree.
Thank you. So again, Jesse Gimson, co-founder and head of marketing at Greenery Map. Just got final questions for you and a few other things to let you know. We'll do that on the other side here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis industry professionals want to gain some new leads, make genuine business connections, and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are kicking off in Seattle, Portland, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix in January. Register today using the promo code CannabisRadio20, all spelled in caps as one word, CannabisRadio20, to take 20% off at thecannabisindustry.org/events. Sponsorship opportunities are available. Register today at thecannabisindustry.org/events.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we are wrapping things up here with Jesse Gibson, the co-founder and head of marketing of Greenery Map. So again, I know that your CEO, Dan Ashaki, we mentioned a little bit earlier. A shout out to him. I know we didn't get a chance to have him on the show. I know originally he was slated in. I'm really glad that you came in and pinch hit for him, and I thought you did great. And I really, really thankful you having you come on and talk to us about Greenery App. So what can you tell us that's going to be happening down the line for Greenery App? I guess any changes or any things you're going to be adding on that you're looking to add on? Anything else that may be rolling out in future updates?
So we have the Discover feature. We're gonna be rolling out hopefully integration with Alexa and Siri.
Ah, there we go.
And then we're gonna also be rolling out. It's gonna be like a kind of a chatbot or a like automated text, so people can go to the site and they can just text it. Text their questions so they can find their strains or their products.
Yeah, great.
Just via text. So we're gonna try and do an iMessage integration, probably a WhatsApp, Telegram. We're trying to be everywhere. If fast as possible.
Fantastic. So, again, tell people again how they should why they should get listed, the best way for users to get start surging away. What would be some of the things that people should do when they get Greener App, the app available again for all of you in the iTunes Store or Google Play? And what would you recommend people to do? I mean, what do you definitely need right away? Obviously, with the users, but you need the content. So, go ahead and talk to the content people out there, those that can bring you the content, all those vendors. Go ahead and use the platform here and talk to them.
Yes, if there's any vendors that want to sign up on this, they can sign up, email us. We can work with, set up a time that we can, work with them to either connect directly with their API, pull all their information over, or connect with their point of sale system so they get accurate data, real time data, and we can even integrate some, people can deliver or pay for pickup right out of the app, so they, can spend less time dealing with customers and more time making money.
Fantastic. Again, for all of you, you can learn more again at greenerymap.com, GreenerymaP.com. Again, it's in the iTunes Store or Google Play. Go look for it today. Finally, again, Jesse, thanks again for joining us on Blunt Business.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, real quick, before you get out of here, again, you could be, again, one of the thousands of entrepreneurs, innovators, and consumers to convene the Global Cannabis Industry's Premier Business Event, the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo 2019, coming to Miami August 3rd and 4th. You can go ahead and learn more and join us at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Reserve your booth or sponsorship right now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. We hope you'll join us in Miami. And listeners, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.